presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, as the Reverend Chalmers lay spread-eagled in the merciless rays of the tropical sun, Shanghai Lil, the Batwoman, tortured him as she tried to make him beg her forgiveness. When the Reverend fainted from exposure to the intense rays of the sun, Shanghai Lil ordered him released and thrown into a dungeon. In the meantime, Jungle Jim had planned to surrender to the Batwoman in order to effect the rescue of the Reverend Chalmers. And after ordering Kolu to guard Lynn Chalmers, Jim sets out alone. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. For Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue the story. In the plantation house, Shanghai Lil, the Batwoman, and Jacques Lebas, her overseer, listened to the message of the tom-tom.
Those drums get nearer and nearer, boss.
Yes, our friend Jungle Jim is coming closer and closer into the net.
And the daughter of the missionaire, too. You forget her?
I'm not forgetting her, Labar. And once we meet, she won't forget me, either.
By God, I bet she don't.
Chalmers won't regain consciousness for some time, so we won't have to worry about him just now. We can turn our full attention to this nosy explorer, Jungle Jim.
Boss. I've been loyal to you, Nespa.
Yes, Labar, so far.
Everything you tell Labar to do, he do, eh?
Yes, you've obeyed my orders pretty well. What are you getting at, Labar?
You grant Labar one little favor, boss.
Ah, I suppose you want to have charge of Jungle Jim's entertainment.
That's right, boss. What you say, eh?
You haven't forgotten that beating he gave you in O'Flynn's cafe, have you?
No, by God. That's the one and only time Jacques Labar ever get knocked out. And it will be the last.
You hope? Well, I'm going to grant your request, Labar. When this man is in our power, I'll turn him over to your gentle hand.
Ha, ha, ha. Gentle, my God. You like for a joke, boss. I show that young Jim how gentle Jacques Labar is.
I'll bet you will. Oh, the drums have stopped. Our prisoners must be almost here. Come in.
Missy, why Tuan come this way?
What'd I tell you, Labar? Who's with him, Mamba?
Nobody with him, Missy. Why Tuan all alone?
Alone? Where's the girl? Where's his boy?
No, Missy. All Mamba see, why Tuan come this way.
That's funny, boss. What happened to those others?
My sentries must have killed him off, and this Jim managed to escape their fire.
Only to walk right into your hands. Ha, ha, by God. I go out and say hello to that fella.
Oh, no, you won't. You stay right here.
I thought you say turn him over to me, boss.
When he's in our power. I don't want him tipped off as to who his captors are just yet. I warned him that day in O'Flynn's cafe that if he ever crossed my path, I'd kill him. I want him to see me first, Labar. Remember?
Yes, Missy.
Take Walyo and bring back this white Tuan.
Yes, Missy. Mamba do. Walyo, in Gani Kaboko, Tuan Doro.
No. Listen, Mamba. I want you to bring him back alive.
At that moment, back in the hiding place selected by Kolu, Lynn Chalmers is worried.
How long will Tuan Jim be gone, Kolu?
Kolu, no, Missy. Tuan no stay.
You say this Batwoman tortures her prisoners?
Yes, see, Missy. Batwoman cruel.
Then she's probably torturing Dad.
Missy, maybe Batwoman no torture mission, Tuan.
Oh, you think because my father is a missionary, he may be spared.
Maybe, Missy.
Oh, I hope you're right. But if Jim falls into her hands, he won't be again. She'll torture him all right.
Tuan Jim no fool. He no throw life away. He take care of self like Kolu take care of you, Missy.
Yes, I know you're going to take care of me. But I do wish Jim had let me go with him. This hanging around waiting is worse torture than facing the Batwoman.
Maybe. Kolu no want to be captured by Batwoman. Kolu see native boy she punished.
What did she do to them?
Better Kolu no tell, Missy.
They were so cruelly mistreated? Is that it?
Yes, he, Missy.
Oh. Kolu, how long will we stay here?
Stay here for signal, Tuan Jim. Kolu wait like he tell.
But we don't know how long that will be.
No, Missy. We no know.
Listen, Kolu. We haven't heard any drums for a long time. Let's get a little closer to Tuan Jin so we can be ready for his signal.
We stay here, Missy.
I can't stay here, Kolu. I shall go mad. We must follow Tuan Jin.
Better we stay here, Missy. Tuan Jin no want us seen by that woman.
We can keep out of sight.
Better we stay here.
Kolu, do you like this bracelet?
Yes, see, Missy. Kolu likes.
Would you like to have it for your own?
Yes, see, Missy.
You may have it, Kolu.
Thank you, Missy.
Wait a minute, not so fast. You may have it if you will leave here and follow Tuan Jin to the Batwoman's hideout.
Tuan Jin say we stay here. Say Kolu watch over you safe.
Yes, I know. But you can guard me just as well further along the trail.
Tuan Jin say Kolu many time, Missy. We stay here like he say.
In the meantime, Mamba and Walyo have met Jungle Jim and taken him captive.
Well, boys, now that you have me all tied up, do either of you happen to be called Mamba?
Him, Mamba.
Maski, Walyo.
Oh, so you're the lad who captured the Reverend Chalmers, are you?
Mamba capture Mission Tuan, yes, he.
Where have you got him hidden?
Tuan Si.
Good. That's what I'm here for. You're both the Batwoman's boys, aren't you? She sent you after me, didn't she?
Maybe.
That's right, Mamba. Don't say anything that might incriminate you. Murderers and criminals the world over retort to the same tricks. Well, where are you boys taking me?
You see, you'll find out.
It wouldn't by any chance be this plantation house we're coming to.
Maybe.
Oh, stop trying to be so mysterious, Mamba. You didn't have anything to do with my being your prisoner. You don't think I'd be here if I didn't want to be here, do you? Let's hurry and meet your mistress.
Come with Mamba.
Well, this is some house, Mamba. I had no idea there was a place like this around anywhere.
Maski, Tuan.
Come in.
Say, where have I heard that voice before?
Here, White Tuan, Missy.
The woman I met in O'Flynn's Cafe. You here?
Why not? This is my house.
Then you are the Batwoman.
That's right. It doesn't take long for you to catch on, does it? But it's too bad you forget so easily.
What do you mean?
When we met that day in a friend's cafe, I warned you not to meddle in my affairs, Jungle Jim.
I don't know who you are or what you're up to, miss, but I let you capture me for one reason.
Indeed. And that is...
So that you might release the Reverend Chalmers and take me in his place.
What makes you think you could replace him?
The Reverend Chalmers isn't alone in the world. He has a daughter.
And she's not dead, eh?
No. Her father's my best friend, and I want you to release him. You may do as you please with me, but give him back to her.
And you're willing to die for her. Well, as the parson would say, greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friend, or with that effect.
I'm not trying to be noble. I'm simply doing the only thing in my power to free my best friend. The girl means nothing to me. You warned me that if I ever crossed your path again, you'd kill me. Well, here's your chance. If you'll set the Reverend Chalmers free.
Listen to who's talking. A man with his hands tied behind his back, with two natives with rifles guarding him. A man standing alone in the midst of his captors. Why, you stand there and try to bargain as though you had an army behind you and you were here under a flag of truce.
Will you set the Reverend free?
You listen to me, Mr. Jungle Jim. You saw fit to disregard my warning, so you must take the consequences. I choose to keep both of you as my prisoners. All right, Mamba, open the door and hit that gong. There's another friend of yours here whom I think you'll be surprised to meet, Jungle Jim.
Not Lynn.
You mean Lynn Chalmers?
Never mind. Who is this friend you speak of?
Here he comes now.
Laba. I might have known.
Yes, you might have. Laba is most anxious to meet you again.
Oh, so you got that Jungle Jim fella, boss.
Here he is, Laba.
By God, I'm glad for to see you, Jungle Jim.
Yeah, I bet you are.
You finished with him, boss?
For the present, yes. Labar will have a chance to avenge himself for that beating you gave him, Jungle Jim.
I'll be glad to fight him again, miss. And I'll lick him again, too.
Not this time you won't, eh, boss? This time it will be Jacques Labar who do the licking.
All right, Labar. Take him away.
Oh. Come on, you. I've gone for to fix you plenty. You come for the watch, boss?
I'm going to see how our other prisoner is, but I'll watch you get started, Labar.
Good. This time, Jungle Jim... He gone for to get real with him. Walyo, fetch me my bull whip.
I should have known you wouldn't fight fair and square.
Shut up, you. Stand over there. Remember, untie his hands. We chained him to the whipping post.
Hey, whip, Wanyapa.
Good. Now, tear his shirt off. Good. Now, stand back. Stand back or give me room. By God, I show you how Jacques Labar can whip. Watch me, boss. I laid this bull whip round his back, around the post, and around his back, all with one swing.
Hmm. He has a strong, muscular back, hasn't he?
Huh? Oh, so has Labar, boss. Regard it. I pick up this shirt, so. Now, watch the muscle in my back when I swing these bull whip. So! How you like Labar's muscle, eh, boss?
I still prefer Jungle Jim.
Hey, boss, wait, where do you go?
The other prisoner. Bring that one along when you're through with him.
My God, I think he's gone low.
Zenzi? Zenzi?
Yes, missy?
Come here. How's the Reverend? Has he come to yet?
Yes, he, missy.
Good. I'll just go down into the cave and have a look at him. Well, Reverend.
Who? Who's that?
It's me. I've come to get that apology. Are you going to give it to me?
I have nothing to apologize for, Lily DeVille.
Still singing the same tune, are you? I guess I'll have to let Labar give you a lesson like he's giving your friend Jungle Jim out there.
Jim? Here?
Yes.
Where's Lynn? Where's my daughter?
When we captured your friend, he was alone.
Oh, then my daughter is really dead.
Oh, hey, boss.
Yes, Labar, what do you want?
Come along, Mama. Why, you? Boss, here we come with that big, strong fellow that called himself Jungle Jim. Ha, ha, ha. He came away like one schoolgirl.
What? What have you done to him?
He's been teaching him a lesson, I told you.
Throw him down there with the padre. Look up, boss.
Jim. Jim.
My God, that was over too quick, boss. What do I do now?
I've got something for you to do, Labar. Reverend, take a look at your friend's back. That's a sample of what's coming to you. And now I've got to leave you.
Denby,
you've got two prisoners to
guard.
Have I
someone
here? I'll talk to you.
Jim, what did they do to you? Oh, Jim, speak to me.
Oh, go ahead. Have your fun while you can. My turn is coming.
Jim, this is Chalmers, Jim. Manly Chalmers.
Oh, the Reverend. Oh, thank God I found you.
Jungle Jim has at last succeeded in finding the Reverend Chalmers, but at the price of his own freedom. As the prisoner of the Batwoman, how can he hope to escape single-handed and then rescue the Reverend Chalmers and finally reunite him with his daughter? These and many other famous characters of the world of pictures appear in the Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In the Comic Weekly, you will find the Katzenjammer Kid, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, the Little King, Tilly the Toiler, and your old pal Skippy. There is also a new group of color poster stamps to add to your present collection. Don't forget our date next week at this same time for a continuation of the thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim.